This evening, Happy City St. John's will be celebrating 10 years of public engagement as they hold their annual general meeting. Jen Crow is the chair of Happy City St. John's, and guess what? She joins us live by telephone. Good morning, Ms. Crow.
Good morning, Jalen.
So you're sharing the highlights over the past 10 years, but do tell, what is there to celebrate?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we're really excited about the fact that Happy City has, first of all, been around for 10 years as a very, you know, a young nonprofit organization. You know, we're really proud of the fact that we've been able to spur civic engagement around municipal issues for the past 10 years, having been born out of a conversation around the harbor fence at a time when the city of St. John's really did not prioritize public engagement at all. You know, we now see at City Council that there's quite a robust process for public engagement. It doesn't mean we always agree with the decisions that are made, but it's certainly something that's valued. And, you know, Happy City's been really proud of being part of that process. And I think in the past few years, we've really prioritized looking at who's not at the table and trying to engage more newcomers, trying to take an inclusive design lens to everything that happens within the city of St. John's. And we're also really proud, you know, coming out of last night, Happy City St. John's was happy to have hosted St. John's Votes, so a platform for folks to be able to learn more about each of the candidates. We hosted a town hall around the Ward 2 by-election, and we've been doing that since 2013. So, you know, we really try to get the word out there on municipal issues and allow residents to inform the issues that affect them the most as well.
And I must say, I have noticed that, you know, the staff and volunteers that are working with Happy City have definitely been able to raise the profile, but to what do you attribute the phenomenal growth and the high profile of Happy City?
Well, you know, I think that when people understand the issues that are spoken about at the municipal level, the issues that councillors vote on every week through city council meetings, I think that, you know, oftentimes those are the things that directly affect us the most. So we think about things like sidewalk clearing. We think about things like garbage collection, our parks. You know, if a building is going up in our neighborhood and it's going to block our view or it's going to block the way that we interact with our neighborhood, all of those things are incredibly important. And I think part of the equation is just getting that information out there. And when the information is out there, folks tend to be more willing to engage in that, especially when it's something that affects them directly. So, you know, I think Happy City has been able to play that role and at times has been able to play the role as a bit of a third party convener, bringing together various groups, whether it's the city and residents or the city business and residents to have, you know, really important conversations around the future of the city and what residents want. So we're proud to play that role. And, you know, we're really excited to have seen, I think, a bit of an uptick in engagement over the past few years. And hopefully that carries in to the next municipal election as well.
Yeah, and Happy City. Happy City, such an approachable name, too. Where do you expect the focus to be for your activities over the next year or so?
You know, I think unfortunately in the past few months, we've seen a lot of challenges municipally, certainly a very difficult conversation around snow clearing, a public engagement process that, you know, ultimately wasn't really listened to by councillors, where residents were really interested in seeing more investment in snow clearing, and we haven't seen that yet. Certainly around the pedestrian mall as well, folks were interested in seeing that continuing, and we haven't seen that quite yet. You know, so I think that there's a couple challenges and a couple of focus areas that I think we've heard from residents that they would like to see more engagement on and more listening from City Council. So I think we'll continue to try to put the information out there and develop platforms for those important conversations as much as we can. And I'm really excited for the AGM this evening to start to chart that course for the next year.
And Jen Crow, now I'm going to put you on the spot, all right? As chair of Happy City, what do you think the greatest accomplishment has been?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I think ultimately we've been able to accomplish over the past 10 years to kind of be a trusted agency for convening important conversations, which I don't think is easy because, you know, we live in a relatively small city and, you know, it always calls into question, you know, relationships with businesses or relationships with certain individuals or certain counselors. And I think we've really been able to walk that fine line being trusted by both sides of the equation, but also being trusted by residents to facilitate that conversation when necessary. So I'm really proud of that, and I hope that as an organization we can continue to serve that very important purpose for the city.
Yeah, it can be difficult wrangling all kinds of different personalities. I do want to ask about the AGM tonight. How can people take part if they'd like an in on this?
Yeah, so our membership is open to anyone. So if folks have an interest in municipal issues, we absolutely welcome you to attend. Or perhaps you were taken in a by-election last night and it's really sparked your interest in municipal politics. So you can join by going to happycity.ca. It's 7 to 8:30 this evening, and it's taking place online, so you can tune in from your living room if you like.
Beautiful. Very convenient. Jen Crow, chair of Happy City St. John's, I thank you so much for bringing us the very latest. And, you know, congratulations on 10 years.
Thanks so much.
There you go. Happycity.ca is where you can find out more about the AGM. And as Jen just told us, it kicks off at 7 p.m. tonight.